Welcome to Prime Video's Culture-Rated Collection. This is the place where Black is the main character, where we don't jump through hoops just to hear our voice and can fall in love with illuminating documentaries like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey.
I'm just a hard worker that's trying to survive.
Enjoy the animated series, The Second Best Hospital in the Galaxy.
All doctors report immediately!
Where we dive into something new like the latest season of Them, The Scare, and the award-winning American Fiction.
Welcome home, baby!
Or add to the experience by buying or renting the biopic of a legend, Bob Marley, One Love.
I want my music to unify people.
And add on channels like Paramount Plus and Stars to bask in nostalgia with Beverly Hills Cop.
This is the cleanest police car I've ever been in my life.
And BMF.
You're about to take over the whole nation.
Explore Prime Video's Culture-Rated Collection and enjoy old school greats and new school hits. Prime Video. Find your happy place. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by GhostBed.com. Sit back, relax, and grab a fucking drink.
Clintons are back, baby! Clintons are back.
In what way?
Are they suiciding people now?
What did they know
about Boeing?
They suicided the entire island of, or the entire country of Haiti.
Yeah.
So why not? Yeah.
Why not at this point here? It's fun that suicides are back in style. We haven't had a good old-fashioned suicide like this in a while, right?
Epstein or John McAfee.
Those are the last two that were good. Yeah. And now we got this guy here. Pop him up on screen. Bob, you did him dirty, you fuck.
Did him dirty, dude.
Like. Well, he probably looks worse than that now.
You gave him the old 90-day fiancé look there where the face is all
I swear there's
in.
Not better one. There's not a glamour
Come
shot.
On, Bob. The guy died.
I could have done him so much fucking dirtier.
Respect him. No, dude. Look at that underneath shot, Bob. Come on, man. Scroll back. I'll tell you which one to pop up. He's okay. Dead. Let's show some respect
today. Which hot pick of this dead guy do you want?
The blue polo there, the light blue polo at the top. There you go. Eh. Look at that. It looks like
so
a normal dude. Bob, you piece of shit. This guy fucking blew his brains out, allegedly.
I have a lot of Boeing stock in my 401k, so.
Do you?
Is that what he did? He shot himself?
Yeah.
In his hotel room or in a car here?
They found him in a car.
This is all going on right now. He was supposed to give a deposition against Boeing, and then Boeing... Here's the hilarious part about it. Boeing announced this today. Hey, guys. The guy that was going to give the deposition today blew his brains out, and we found him in his car. So he's not going to be here. Not going to be able to make it today. What was he going to testify against? Probably that they were making these things way too fast. They were like, oh, hey, man, all the screws, we hired dyslexic people to put him on the plane.
He worked there for 32 years.
Did he really?
Yeah.
32 years.
He retired in 2017.
Yeah. In 2010, he was a quality manager at the North Charleston plant, which my mom used to work at, actually.
Really?
Yeah, she was a parts buyer. Where they were making the 787, the one that I don't even think they're functioning right now, right?
Yeah, they shut it down.
They've been pulled entirely?
Yeah, they shut them down.
In 2019, he told BBC that under pressure, workers had been deliberately fitting substandard parts to aircraft on the production line. He also said he had uncovered serious problems with the oxygen systems, which could mean 1 in 4 breathing masks would not work in an emergency. He said soon after starting work in South Carolina, he became concerned that the push to get new aircraft built meant the assembly process was rushed and safety was compromised, something the company ignored or denied. That was at the time, 2019. And since then, that whole 787 thing has been more or less scrapped. I mean, they shut down. I don't know if they're back in service now, but they shut them down for a while. He later told BBC that workers had failed to follow procedures intended to track components through the factory, allowing defective components to go missing, right? So, you're doing a QC on a nut or a bolt or a panel or something like that, and you see some blemish or some kind of deformity in it. You mark you mark it. I don't know how they do it. Maybe put a sticker on it. Maybe put it in a separate section.
Uh-huh.
Maybe it's, if it's a serialized part, you would record that serial number. This part's defective. It needs to be fucking deadlined or whatever the fuck. He said in some cases, substandard parts have been removed from scrap bins and fitted to planes that were being built to prevent delays on the production line. He also claimed that tests on emergency oxygen systems to be fitted on the 787 showed a failure rate of 25%, which they already said that.
Yeah.
He said he alerted managers to the concern, but nobody took him seriously. Boeing denied the assertions, but after a 2017 review by U.S. regulators, the FAA did uphold some of his concerns. It established that the location of at least 53, quote, non-conforming parts in the factory was unknown and that they were considered lost. Which probably means they're on planes, right?
Yes.
There are their parts on active planes.
Yeah.
He accused the company of denigrating his character and blah, blah, blah. Maybe he can sue in a New York court for $83 million.
Wow.
Yeah. But he's dead now, so...
Yeah, I can't do that anymore.
At the time of his death, he had been in Charleston for legal interviews linked to the case. Last week, he gave a formal deposition in which he was questioned by Boeing's lawyers. He had been due to undergo further questioning on Saturday, which didn't appear, so they did a health and welfare and found him dead in his truck. From what BBC calls a, quote, self-inflicted, end quote, gunshot wound.
Okay.
So BBC put that in quotations.
And so we're clear for the audience here. BBC is the British network, not Big Black Cock, right?
I don't know.
Okay. But this seems obviously very, very fishy. Boeing's been going through their shits. The stock is nosedived. Nailed it. Had to say it.
Well, yeah. I mean, on Monday, a 787 Dreamliner, the one that we talked about yesterday on Fake News, plunged, injured 50-some people.
Did you see the wheels come off that plane, Bob? Do you have that video of the wheel flying off the fucking plane?
Dude? Oh, no, we're buffering.
We're buffering?
Yeah,
we're buffing. Oh, man, big shock. We're buffering hard, dude. I'm going to get killed in my fucking truck today, you know? Let's see this fucking thing, Bob.
Yeah, put it up there. Fuck these guys.
Yeah, I don't give a shit. Oh, this is United. Fuck, I'm on United Thursday night.
Same.
Are you?
No, I'm American.
On Thursday night?
Yeah, I think American. Yeesh. Shit, I don't even know.
36 hours. If I get killed on a 36-hour trip, I'm going to be pissed.
Is this a 787, though, or what is this?
This is just another... This is all the airlines, by the way, and we'll get into
their
troubles.
Well, the one specifically that we talked to... So the FAA is investigating Boeing for the 787 Dreamliner, especially right now, specifically, rather. This is the one that this particular dude was going to go testify again,
uh-huh.
And now he's dead.
Yep.
And... the one on
Whoopsies.
The one literally, yeah, that's the one we were talking about yesterday.
There
too.
Goes that wheel.
But the one that suddenly dipped in altitude and fucked a bunch of people up, that was a 787 Dreamliner.
And
right?
It was a technical error, not turbulence.
That was a 737 MAX right there. But also another Boeing, right? So, like, it's the same thing. Now, a preliminary federal investigation revealed. That Boeing probably did not put the bolts in the so-called door plug that are designed to prevent that part from blowing off the plane.
Yeah, that makes sense. They were busy, Dan. They had a lot going on. They probably opened up one of those new Taco Bells over there, you know, where they got the bars inside, the cantinas.
What are you going to do, man? Like, if it's between the safety of the 180-some people on that plane or a Mexican pizza and a cheesy gordita crunch?
Yep. Sorry. Those people got to die.
You just got to die, man.
I got to die.
Sorry. Although they fucked up the Mexican pizza again, I'm told.
I
haven't had one in a while, but somebody did, and I'm told that it's gross again.
I'll go back. Last time I had one was with you. Bob, pull up a TMZ. So they interviewed one of those passengers who was on that flight that dipped, and homeboy says he got injured there, and obviously he's probably going to sue because of it, but he is doing interviews about what happened.
I'm sure, by the way, that it's just a coincidence. We haven't had any internet troubles in a month or so.
Yeah, I'm
and
sure.
We immediately start talking about this giant corporate company fucking people over so they die. It's like, oh,
yeah,
excuse
no.
me.
I mean,
we even started getting subscribers on YouTube again this week.
I know.
RPR
went on without a hitch, you know?
Yeah. We were totally fine this morning. Yeah. And now we start talking about somebody getting suicided, and then whoopsies, the cash is running up here. There we go. That's the one, Bob. So this guy says the nosedive was like Exorcist, and he shares photos of the injury here. That's not it, Bob.
No, that's
just this is the ad concert. Playing before the video.
Well, no free ads. We don't have ads on
it's
Patreon.
Not up.
That's why you subscribe to Patreon. Don't get ads.
Wait, they said that this headline is fucking stupid. Nosedive was like the Exorcist. What the fuck does that mean?
Well, we're going to find out because the guy did an interview. I have not watched it. It just popped up. And I want to see what happens here. And allegedly, there's some photos of the injuries.
We really have a dumb society.
I know. I love it.
Here's
I love it. Oh, he's on CNN. Okay, perfect. Play this.
I can only imagine the trauma. I mean, it's a terrifying incident.
Anybody that says
can you describe to me exactly what happened? You know, you're flying along. I think in your case, you dozed off. And then what?
Yeah, thank you. It was like a scene out of a movie when actually you're actually in the movie. I had dozed off and luckily had my seatbelt engaged. And the next thing you know, the plane, as I've kind of learned to understand, dropped something to the effect of 500 feet instantly, and then had the effect of it coming like a roller coaster and then started to point down. And that's when and I opened my eyes and there was various individuals at the top of the plane. Just stuck to the roof.
Oh, like Exorcist. Okay, I got
to see. Like Homegirl on the ceiling.
And yeah, I just realized I'm not in a movie. This is why
say Exorcist
real.
Though? Why not say Trainspotting where it's the baby crawling on the ceiling? That's way creepier.
Yeah, dude. Let the bodies hit the floor. Let the bodies hit the floor. This would have been pretty rad to see in real life here, but I'm sure there's going to be some lawsuits out of it.
What airline was this?
That's a great question. It was that plane, though. It was the 787.
It was from Australia to New Zealand.
Oh, Auckland. That's it. Yeah, they were rocking in Auckland.
So it was probably not an American plane.
Maybe I should show up to the airport on Thursday with a helmet on.
Why not? What are you going soft helmet? You going retard helmet?
No, I'm going full like fast helmet, like with the one my night vision's on.
Okay.
Maybe I'll put the night vision on there too.
All right.
And I'll keep it down the whole time.
Just in case.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm gonna wear one of those soft helmets on Thursday night. Tart it up a little bit just so I can get on the plane early. You know? Is there any passengers with special needs?
They don't check that anymore.
I'm special.
You don't like the last let's see. Where was I flying to? I don't remember where I was
Fresno.
Going. I think it was when I went to St. Louis the last time. Standing in line and like, oh, does anybody need extra help getting on the plane? And it was like 30 black people that had no injuries at all.
Sure.
They just like, all you do is say on the fuck when you're buying your ticket that you need extra help. That's it.
Yeah. But I think, Dan, we know that black people need extra help on the plane. You know?
Why would they need extra help?
They just do. Okay, Dan? They just do.
I don't think so.
I have no idea. We'll take the kids on early because we got three of them. And that's a rough one there. And we got
United.
Are you really?
Yeah.
You fucker. Where are you going?
To your mom's house.
Oh, shit, dude. My mom's house is full.
Yeah, well, it's going to be.
With my dad.
I'm sleeping with Jerry. She's sleeping on the couch. Jerry and I are going to get fucking wrecked.
Yeah, why not?
Paint that town.
Why not, dude? Light it up.
Yeah.
Go to brunches, drink some hard AFs. The other crazy shit that's going on right now is this trial with Bob. You didn't know he was Asian?
I did not know Robert Herr was Asian.
You did not know Robert Herr was Asian?
Play a clip of him talking first.
I'm with you, Bob. I'm not going to shit on you today because of this. He talks very,
I mean,
very
what
white.
Did you expect him to sound like? Oh,
yeah, I expected him to be like, oh,
anyway, now before we put the video up, we'll just hear him first.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, that's nice. Oh,
skip this stupid bitch's voice a little bit.
I'm trying to find one that's actually him fucking talking. It's all these
it
assholes.
Starts,
it's definitely not that one because she told him to shut up. Because
here we go,
time.
It starts with 30 seconds of oh.
I think that's how it went.
Yeah, I think it was a lot like
this
that.
This is it.
Pretty identical.
Word that you used, exoneration. That is not a word that
I'm going to continue with my questions. I'm going to continue with my questions. I know that the term
I ultimately reached related to whether sufficient evidence existed such that the likely outcome
you exonerated
a conviction.
At least it wasn't Southern. So he mentioned It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. There's a fucking episode where, I don't know, they had seen the latest Indiana Jones movie that had come out, so they wanted to go find relics and take them to a museum, and there was a whole battle. It was during season 7, I believe, because Fat Mac. And they don't ever see any of the people until the very last scene.
They broke into a house.
Yeah, they broke into somebody's house.
Yeah.
Because they saw a vase for sale or some shit.
Yeah.
And they were like, oh, it's a relic. We've got to take it back and put it in a museum or whatever. They're just retards, right?
Yeah.
And everybody's speaking with a deep Southern accent. Danny DeVito's character has a whip, and he's like, just keeps whipping in the house and shit. But anyways, they finally go downstairs. They're like, why don't we just walk right out of here? They're not even going to notice. They're in there arguing, and they walk past the living room, and it's fucking three Asian adults and a kid.
And it's all Southern accent?
All, like a deep Southern accent, yeah. all of them. So I think that would be jarring, to be honest. I don't like Southern accents at all. I think it's horrible to listen to.
Good news, it's disappearing.
It is disappearing.
Yeah, well, that's great.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, that's true.
But anyways, it's really funny. This guy, that's a normal adult male voice, though. That's not very jarring to me.
No, but seeing how Asian he is the jarring part, where you're like,
yeah, but he's American.
Right. No, but
he grew up here. He's not fucking like, what do you think is with the deal?
You rookie star! No. I want that.
Accents are not genetic. You're not born with it.
And I want every sentence to start with, Mr. Herr, can you tell me what Mr. Biden told you on the night of April 21st?
Maybe if you grew up in a traditional household and they were teaching you whatever language. I don't know what kind of Asian he is.
But
he's either Korean or Chinese because that's where the name comes from. That's the other thing, too. I didn't know Herr. Like, that doesn't sound like an Asian last name to me.
Robert is Asian?
Herr. H-U-R.
Right. Maybe he's what got about the Robert part?
No, her is a definitely an Asian last name.
It's H-U-R-R.
I'd never heard H-U-R.
Yeah, it's a.
I've never heard it. Yeah,
it's a Chinese word.
But
he. This guy, I think, is
all
Korean.
Of his answers start like that. So pop on some of the hits here today. So he's on the Hill testifying.
Well, here's one.
Against classified documents.
There was one in particular, one back and forth, that I really enjoyed.
Okay.
He's just been lighting people up, by the
Send
way.
Send it to Bob, DM well, on Twitter.
This
so
is
an, it up
this is
quick.
An audio. I'm just going to read it to you.
Okay.
Actually, you know what it is?
Yeah.
You can go to my Twitter, and I reposted it if you want to find it quickly. It's by Kanikoa the Great. I just reposted below that right there.
Were found at the Penn Biden Center?
That's correct.
They were found in President Biden's garage?
In Wilmington, Delaware, yes.
And in his basement den?
Also in the same home, yes.
In the major and his main floor office?
Correct.
And his third floor den?
Correct.
At the University of Delaware?
Correct.
And at the Biden Institute?
Correct.
And the elements of the crime for this, I mean, we get into all of this, but the elements of the crime are pretty simple, right? The President Biden had unauthorized possession of a document, writing, or note. That's
correct.
And that the document, writing, or note.
No.
The defendant, and we may talk about the willfully part here in a second, retained the document, writing, or note, and failed to deliver it to an employee or officer entitled to receive it.
Correct. There is a willfulness intent element, as you say.
But those are the elements of the crime.
Including the intent element, yes.
And there are at least two different quotes, right, where he told his ghostwriter, and this is in your report, in a matter of fact, and this is February 16, 2017, that he had just found all this classified stuff downstairs.
He did make that statement that was captured on an audio recording.
And on April 10th, 2017, Biden read aloud a classified passage related to a 2015 meeting in the Situation Room.
That is in the report, yes.
And these are national security documents. Afghanistan, I mean, has been mentioned a whole bunch of those things, right?
Correct.
And at one point in time, his personal attorneys and the DOJ attorneys argued about notes, taking all of the different things, and compared it to Reagan.
I'm sorry, could you repeat that, Congressman?
President Biden's attorneys, personal attorneys, talked about the notes and why they didn't actually account for the Presidential Records Act. But you, you found that argument in your report. It seems a little persuasive, but you eventually said no, the executive order trumps, right?
We did set forth an analysis of the governing law and ultimately concluded that the executive order 13526 does apply and did govern former Vice President Biden at the time.
So you have audio recording from his ghostwriter where the president acknowledges that the information he has is classified and he's sharing with his ghostwriter.
We have an audio recording capturing a statement from Mr. Biden saying to his ghostwriter in February of 2017, quote, I just found all the classified stuff downstairs, end quote.
And then again, reciting passages from a meeting in the Situation Room.
Yes.
And those are in President Biden's own words.
Correct.
Right. So he's, and the ghostwriter has no classified, he has no clearance, no classified clearance to anything, correct?
That is our understanding that Mr. Zwanitzer was not authorized to receive classified information.
Okay. So the elements are possessed documents, the documents related to national defense, and willfully retained those documents, and in this case, shared them with somebody who was not allowed to receive them.
There are different subsections of 18 U.S.C. 793. One subsection relates to the willful retention, and another relates to disclosure of national defense information.
Well, I mean, the willful retention, we've got the Penn Biden Center, the garage, the basement den, the main floor office, the third floor den, the University of Delaware, and the Biden Institute. We have a 50-year career of a person who has not been very great at dealing with classified documents throughout, even prior to his time as vice president, when he was in the U.S. Senate, right?
We do address each set of those documents in the report, Congressman.
So the difference, but I think this is really important because the difference is it appears just from reading the report, he has, and we heard all about exonerated and all of those different things. It appears from the report he met every actual element of the crime.
Yeah, so that's what I can't figure out when I was watching this stuff this morning. Trump is currently on trial for this.
Mm-hmm.
Why isn't Biden?
I don't know. I haven't heard that from Robert Herr yet. I don't know. I'm certain that somebody has asked him. I just haven't seen a clip of it during this from a Republican. I would imagine that a Republican said that maybe this guy specifically when he went on, because they only get 5 minutes to question, but that's Armstrong from North Dakota. I assume because he's an attorney, so he's like laying out all the elements of it being a crime, right?
Right.
Like the executive order that made it one, the fact that Biden didn't have the statutory authority to declassify, the fact that he had classified documents in seven separate locations, the fact that he was aware that they were there as of February of 2017, because that's what he told on audio tape to his fucking ghostwriter, that he shared classified information out of his own fucking mouth with the ghostwriter.
Yep.
Right. These are all like elements of criminal activity. So the question is, why has he not been charged with a crime? Because he should be. He should be on trial right now.
But he's not.
He should, at a minimum, he should be getting impeached in the House right now.
Sure.
For that. But you know, I don't understand why he's not.
When you watch shit like this,
like I don't know if
you realize it's a two-tier justice system.
Well, I don't know if her is doing the right thing, because the right thing is to let the voters decide in November and then maybe prosecute after, right? That's the right thing to do. It's not to use the legal system to try to upset the electoral system. So maybe he's just the only guy in fucking Washington, D.C. that has any character at all, frankly, right? And maybe. I'm fine with that.
Yeah. Maybe we'll see what happens here. You know my thoughts and feelings on this, and I've been pretty vocal about it.
No yellow.
Well, that too. I like yellow. I mean, look, I'm not going to do that today, but every president in the history has taken classified documents and all that other shit. I realize Biden was not president at the time. I believe he was VP. But, you know, you could go back to Obama, Bush, all these fucking guys and do it. I think the reason why this is a big deal today is because Trump is literally being charged for it right now. And Jack Smith wants to get a trial going versus her statement of this is a very senile old man who doesn't remember a lot of things, can't recall a lot of things, and shouldn't be charged with this. And he doesn't think a jury would be able to find him guilty because of how old he is and how bad his memory is. So what are we doing down in Florida? Like, why are we not just kicking that case down the curb? And I just don't see how Trump's lawyers aren't arguing this. I'm sure they are behind the scenes. But what's this display for here today? Is this to actually do something or just get it out into the public knowledge?
Bob, do you know? Do you know what committee this is?
I'll check.
Because that's what I'm trying to figure out. The other interesting part to this, as far as the Biden crime family narrative is concerned, mm-hmm. is I got into it with somebody back and forth on Twitter, and they said Hunter did actually sit for his deposition on March 1st. I was unaware of that. That story was buried.
It's the House Judiciary Committee.
Mm. Okay.
So the most powerful of all the committees, right?
Yep.
Judiciary, typically.
So what would come out of this as an end result here?
I don't know. I don't know. Who's the chair of the House Judiciary? It's going to be some Republican, I would imagine.
Is it a repeal?
It has to be because they're the majority party.
Okay.
Well, that's not technically true, but...
Jim Jordan.
Yeah.
Jim Jordan, gotcha.
Yeah, so... yeah, I don't know. I mean, I might have. This is. I don't usually watch these hearings. I usually just kind of read the.
Or watch the clips later on. I'm with you. But this is on C-SPAN. I don't watch C-SPAN.
Well, I may end up having to watch all of this just to see if somebody eventually asks this motherfucker, "What did you really not decide to prosecute a guy because he's fucking too senile to stand trial?" It's like, no, man, that's not okay. Like, if that's the only reason. That's not okay. If like,
well, are they saying he's old and he didn't know?
That's for a judge to decide, not for a prosecutor to decide.
Right.
Like, a prosecutor's job is to bring a case against them if the facts suggest or the facts are there. It's the judge's decision if the guy's fit to stand trial or not.
Yeah. So I agree. But neither of these should be there at this point. And I think, you know, why the Republicans are going hard is for the simple fact that they did it against Trump, and he's on fucking trial for it and has to pay for this goddamn shit. So as far as I can remember, I think that trial is supposed to go forward, Bob, down in Florida.
Yeah, like 2 weeks from now.
Yeah, I believe it's at the end of the month. I want to say March 26th, perhaps?
Trump, somewhere yesterday, there. Trump likely to attend hearing and classified documents case on Thursday. So Thursday. Scheduled to start March 25th. But I guess there's a hearing prior to the start of the trial.
Okay. That's interesting, because now at what point does the Supreme Court get involved here?
What
you already have the Republican nominee. Nikki Haley's dropped out.
The Supreme Court doesn't have the ability to reach down and grab a case that hasn't been adjudicated yet.
Not that. But at what point are you putting a president on trial who's running for office? I mean,
they're doing it right now.
No, but do you think it's going to go? There's been some speculation that they're asking the Supreme Court to have all this push until after the election because it's election interference.
See, this is something that's out. I don't know. I don't know how that works. I wasn't aware, if it is the case, that the Supreme Court can push a lower court case before it's referred to them.
Okay.
Like, they're not. My understanding is that they're not the monitor of all the court systems throughout the country. Necessarily, like, the Fifth Circuit controls the Fifth Circuit, and right. If they're wrong and it gets referred to SCOTUS, then they'll fucking pick it up and change the ruling. But I don't know that they can reach down to a federal court and tell them to fuck off.
So is he gonna have
Bob,
to go
call
to...
your mom and ask her?
Yeah, call your mom live on
like
air.
For real. Not don't actually call your mom, but for real, we need to talk to an attorney about that, because I don't know.
I would have to think no, but I will. I'm trying to find an answer. I can't find one,
because this trial is going to fuck up everything. He's won. He's won the nomination.
Mm-hmm.
And then how long would this trial take?
He hasn't won. First of all, you don't win the nomination, right? Like,
don't you have to have, I think in the Republican Party, it's just a certain amount of electoral votes.
Technically, that's true. Yeah, but they don't, that's non-binding.
So at the last minute, could he get switched out for somebody?
Yeah. The state parties appoint delegates to vote, basically. So you could take control of the state party, fire all the delegates, and tell them to vote for somebody else. Okay. Easily enough. Or the RNC can just say who they want to be the nominee. But he will be. There's no stopping him now.
Yeah, not at all.
I'm just saying that's not, that's a non-binding situation.
And we got some breaking news here. Colorado Repube Congressman Ken Buck. Oh, Ken Buck naked. Is abruptly leaving Congress, calling the institution a dysfunctional mess that has devolved into this bickering and nonsense and not really doing the job for the American people.
That's what they're supposed to do.
And then he just bounced.
They're supposed to argue and find small points of intersection and not like when they say this is the most dysfunctional Congress ever, right?
Yeah.
That's what I've heard. What that means is they haven't fucked us. That's what it means to me, because when Republicans and Democrats work together, Americans lose.
Yeah, I'm looking at it now. His departure, Colorado's 4th District, will be resigning and will depart at the end of next week. Shit, he's really bouncing. He's
so,
just like, yo.
This is an interesting. This is a lot of people have been saying, I saw this earlier, that this he did this specifically at this time to fuck over Lauren Boebert.
Maybe, yeah. And I don't, we're too close to the election now for the governor to appoint a replacement, luckily.
There, so that's the thing. So the governor, now there has to be a special election.
Yeah.
Because we're far enough out from the general that you can, you still, by their state law, you have to do a special election or whatever.
Yeah, if it's more than 6 months, I think.
Something like that, yeah. So Boebert now has to decide if she wants to resign her, because she was going to switch over to run for Colorado 4. She's currently the representative of Colorado 3. So now she has to figure out if she wants to immediately resign Colorado 3 and run in a special election for Colorado 4, or stay and try to primary something out. It's going to be weird. It's a weird situation, but apparently the whole point is he's fucking Lauren Boebert over.
Any chance that she could take him to a play and jack him off and change his mind?
Not by next week.
Depends on the show.
I guess.
No, the shows are going every weekend.
Yeah.
It might not be Beetlejuice again, but it could be Our Town.
The issue, I suppose, is if she did that, the House majority goes from 219, 213, which is what it is now, with three vacant, if she were to resign as well to run for that other office. It would go down to 217, 213, right?
Yeah.
Which means you only have a 4-vote swing on anything, which means technically the Congress could pass a lot of fucking weird shit.
Yes. Bob, I sent you...
Congress would absolutely pass Ukraine and Israel funding if that happened.
Oh, 100%. I sent you a clip. This was his interview here live on CNN moments ago. Go ahead.
My colleague Melanie Zanona is reporting that there is such tension among House Republicans that many of them aren't even going to a retreat that's going to happen at the end of this week. Is that tension part of why you're leaving so abruptly?
I think this place is dysfunctional. For example, I am the number 3rd ranking member of the Judiciary Committee. I haven't even asked my questions yet. 40, 50 people have gone before me.
But that could be personal.
It could be personal, but a lot of this is personal, and that's the problem. Instead of having decorum, instead of operating in a professional manner, this place has just devolved into this bickering and nonsense and not really doing the job for the American people.
Of a conservative is to make the government as small as possible.
Mm-hmm.
So unless you're talking about that, shut the fuck up.
And then they're calling this today's Super Tuesday too. How many states are on the board today? Could this be wrapped up for Trump tonight, votes wise, electoral wise? I saw it in the lower third there on that CNN piece there. I was unaware. Obviously, it's been such a blowout on both sides for Republicans and Democrats. We all know that it's Biden-Trump, that this is not gaining any media coverage whatsoever.
Yeah, I mean, today's Alabama, Alaska, Georgia, I think Missouri. I don't know. It's a bunch of states today. It's like the second big day. Yeah.
Okay. Georgia's today?
I think so, but I'm not positive.
Maybe we'll go live tonight and check in and see how Herschel's doing out there. Don't know if he's on the ballot for anything at all, but this is interesting. This guy, because he seems pretty reasonable in this interview, at least. I don't know him, obviously, but yes, it is dysfunctional. It's all fucked up. Can we just blow it all up and start over?
I don't care. I'll say this: the more dysfunction there is in Congress, the better off Americans are.
Because nothing gets passed.
Correct. Because every bill that gets passed is money out of your fucking pocket, no matter what it is.
Well,
it's either money out of your pocket or liberty out of your life.
The problem is we do need something for the fucking border here, and we
definitely don't need a bill that's going to come from that Senate and this fucking president.
I agree.
So it's definitely going to get worse between now and next January. So 10 months more of this at least that we have to deal with. It's going to get worse, but like, don't make it worse forever. Don't use a permanent solution, which is what a bill will be, to a temporary problem, right?
Yep.
That's fucking stupid. I don't like, if you don't support this, you're not American. Like, all right, cool, man. Why don't you just follow that Arizona bill, make it legal to shoot illegals when they're coming over the border?
Yeah.
Then they'll stop. I promise you they'll stop.
Yeah, you're good to go there.
As a matter of fact, the military should be at the border right now with drones dropping ordnance on. So, you know, did you see that helicopter that crashed with the Border Patrol agency the other day? A couple dudes died.
No,
it was National Guard.
It was Border Patrol and National Guard. Yeah, okay. It was a National Guard aircraft with Border Patrol people on it. So two BP guys died. And there's a video on, I think it's probably still on Twitter, of two fucking cartel guys like fucking videoing it with a drone and laughing and shit, right? Those two dudes should be dead. Drop a fucking hellfire on those guys.
Why not?
If Mexico's got a problem with it, invade us.
Yeah.
Do something about it, fucking bitch.
Exactly.
Like, what the fuck is Mexico going to do? Their army's incompetent and corrupt. So, like, you either control the crime in your country that's spilling over into ours, or we're going to fucking do it for you, right?
And that's a war I would support.
People have been talking shit about Marjorie Taylor Greene. Like, oh, the other day she was talking about dropping bombs on Mexico. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, Mexico is allowing people from all over the fucking world to mass at their border with us and then cross over our border. And only so the cartel can make money off of it.
Yep.
That's all they're trying to do right now. That and to destabilize our currency so theirs is worth more. That's what's going on right now. Fuck these people. Like, you if somebody pulled their fucking shanty fucking house outside of your and parked it on your curb like they did in all the neighborhoods in LA from 2015 to 2020, right?
Still going on now.
Well, now yeah, certainly, but that was the build up, that
right.
5-year period. If they were doing that and then they started like fucking selling drugs and helping people break into your house, you would go out there and shoot them in the fucking face.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's pretty simple, man.
Why couldn't we use drone strikes for some of these cartels? We know they're smuggling them in illegally and drugs and fentanyl and all that other shit. Would that just set off a fucking huge war?
Between who and who?
That's what I'm saying.
Like, Mexico's not going to do shit.
I don't think they would either.
As a matter of fact, Mexico is already supporting these people who are invading our country and killing people.
So, well, they want them out of their country.
I don't give a shit what they want. There's an ocean on both sides, you bitch.
No, I know.
Toss them in.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck about Mexico.
Do you have that picture of the helicopter? I haven't seen it, Bob. Is that it right there? What's on that post?
So I'll go into the news post where they, I believe, have video of it. But that was just like the cover image.
Okay. And what did they take this plane down with? Dan, do you know?
I don't know, to be honest, but I'll send you the video, Bob.
There we go. Let's see the image. Okay.
I'm going to
airdrop
you this fucking video that a BP guy sent me.
We get all the cool shit here, which is why you subscribe to Patreon. You actually get to see it over here. We'll probably be suicided, though, by the end of the show.
Not me, buddy.
I feel good right now.
So this is two cartel dudes. They sit a couple miles south of the border with drones.
So they shot down this helicopter?
I don't know if they were involved or not. This is just from their drone. But, you know, there's no reason. A guy that close to a drone, you're within a mile.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So that means they're within a mile of the crash. They might be in U.S. territory right there. There's no reason that we can't fly Reapers over there with thermal on them and see these assholes and drop fucking bombs on them.
I agree.
I don't understand why we're not doing that, man.
I don't get it either. And the scarier part, and I said this the other day after that on that State of the Union thing, was our country just can't withstand another 4 years of this.
Mm-hmm.
Or we'll just be entirely overrun here.
A country without borders is not a country.
No. No, it is not. What happened to Cori Bush here today? That popped up, Bob.
Well, she's the dumbest motherfucker alive.
Okay, go to Libs of TikTok here.
Yeah, I mean, she's just on.
And play this video.
She's on the House Judiciary
Committee. Yeah, yeah. Go to Libs of TikTok and play this video here. It was posted an hour ago.
Yeah, I got it. Hold on.
Holy shit. We'll play the video because this statement is crazy.
She's legit not qualified to, like, work at a McDonald's. Lauren Boebert is smarter than this woman.
Okay. Play this video.
And thank you for being here, Mr. Herr. St. Louis and I are here today once again to focus on the real issues that affect our communities instead of partisan hit jobs. Let me start by saying that the potential mishandling of classified information is a serious issue. And I believe it was appropriate for the Attorney General to appoint both special counsels in the Biden and Trump cases. As my colleagues have pointed out, President Biden fully complied with the investigation conducted by Special Counsel Herr, who did not find evidence sufficient to warrant criminal charges. Despite this outcome, Republicans have used the Special Counsel's report to further their longstanding efforts to re-elect the former white supremacist in chief, Donald Trump, who faces 40 criminal charges related to the mishandling of classified documents, including obstruction of justice. And thank you for being here, Mr. Herr.
How are you allowed to say that, I guess, in Congress?
He's a public figure, so you can't sue for defamation. That's
a former white supremacist in chief. What did he do that was racist against black people?
I don't know, but BET was interviewing people this week.
I saw that.
And black people are voting for Trump at an alarming rate.
I know.
And my friend, Batya Unger Sargon, who is the deputy opinion editor at Newsweek, you may have seen her on Bill Maher 2 weeks ago. she's been talking about this a lot. Like, this has always been about class warfare, as it's always been like that throughout all of human history. I've talked about this many times. The patrician class will always pit they'll protect the patrician class before anything else, mm-hmm. right? Before any particular ideology. And two, they will always try to pit the plebs against one another. Now, the race thing is not working anymore. Nobody buys it anymore. They look around, they're like, okay, this isn't really happening. The white rural person who used to make up 65% of this country makes up about 30% of it now. But still, there's this narrative that person is the most dangerous person in America to our quote-unquote democracy, which is not even a real thing. It's nonsense, right? Nobody buys it anymore, and black people are starting to vote. So you're going to start seeing the weirdest shift in electoral politics in this cycle that we've ever seen before, I think. Black and brown people are going to vote for Trump. Not the majority of black people, for sure. Maybe brown people, though. Like Mexicans,
yeah,
Hispanic folks, yep. and Latinos, they may vote for Trump and a majority. But then white suburban people, white suburban women especially, are going to vote Democrat, which is nothing. That's not particularly new, right? But to a much greater degree. And then the wealthy used to vote pretty Republican.
Yeah.
And now the wealthy are like, oh, I see, the leftists who are going to protect us from this stuff. No matter how much they talk about taxing the rich, when do they ever do it?
Never.
Never, right? So they like, oh, if you make less than $250,000 a year, your taxes won't go up one bit. Lie. $400,000, lie, right? But in California and both and federally as well. It's like there's a new parsing going on in electoral demographics. It's very interesting. And I think it's gonna precipitate some conflict now. Because people are seeing it. They're seeing that the wealthy are all lining up on one side and the people who actually do the work in this country are lining up on the other. And yeah. that is very foreboding of some kind of conflict.
Dan, we got some sponsors to put the shit wagon on the air. First and foremost, ghostbed.com/drinkingbros. 50% off. Everything in the entire store over there at ghostbed.com. /drinkingbros. And I'm talking 50% on the mattresses, the pillows, the sheets, the adjustable bases. Even the new Venus Williams collection is on there, 50% off. Ghost Bed just had a nice little product refresh over there. All the beds are made in the good old U.S. of A. Just bought some of their pillows over Christmas. And now they got a new set of mattresses for RVs. When they first started, they were dialing it in. It's all there. Shit, I saw the commercial for it the other day. Whoever shot it did a great job, by the way. Rich, if you're listening out there, big fan of that. Lot of beautiful stuff coming down the line there at ghostbed.com/drinkingbros. All you got to do is fill up that cart as high as it'll go, pop in the promo code drinkingbros at checkouts, and you're going to get 50% off every single item. So load up the cart. Today's the day you buy a brand new bedroom set, because let's face it, there's nothing more important in this life and a good night's sleep. That I can guarantee you, friends. Head on over to ghostbed.com/drinkingbros today. Use that promo code drinkingbros to get 50% off every single item. Next up, we got firstform.com/drinkingbros. Who hits you up yesterday? Ryan Riggle. Yeah. No, I'm not fucking with you, Ryan. My micro factors are here now, so I'm fine. I'm not going to lose my shit. And if you don't believe me, Ryan, I'll jangle that box right next to the microphone for you, son of a bitch. So I got mine, but we always need more. We need energy drinks too, man. I love your goddamn energy drinks. I ordered them to the house. And now the people here, obviously Delco and Bob and Joel and those guys want them. But the reason I sent them to the house is because they always fucking steal them. Their energy drinks are great. This is my favorite I've ever had in my entire life. Now, you know, with the seltzer company and all that shit, you understand like how important flavoring is for this shit. I don't like Prime. I don't know about you. I'm not a big fan of that shit. My kids do it, and I can't do it, man. I'll give it a go, you know, in the afternoon before a workout or something like that. So sometimes the kids will pop up super early, and I'm like, ah, fuck. But what is a necessity from firstform.com/drinkingbros is the microfactors. These things right here, boom. It's a little box made of cardboard, pops out of a little trap door here, makes it all super simple for you, and just puts the vitamins in one little plastic pouch to pop in your mouth, and you're good to go. What's in it? Well, you got the antioxidants, the EFAs, the CoQ10s, fruits and veggies, probiotics, and the multivitamins. Everything you need to get the blood flowing, heart pumping, and the mind grooving. Head on over to firstform.com/drinkingbros today, where you're going to get free shipping on orders over $75. Put some energy drinks in that cart. It's a big boy savings over there. Big fan of First Form. Always amped to have them on the show. Last but not least here today, we got HardAFSeltzer.com. We are live now in the state of Texas. Really moving in Texas here. 50 HEBs across the state. 5 Krogers down in Houston. Every single Total Wine out here. And starting to get into bars and restaurants. Free Roam was the first one down here. Had a meet and greet at the brewery on Saturday. That was a blast. Shout out to Jeremy and Candace down there for having us. Big fan of that brewery down in Bernie. Bernie's beautiful, man. That's the Texas I thought I was moving to. And instead, we moved to Austin, where we're just stuck in traffic all goddamn day. Well, I know our suburbs are, but our office is down here. So, you know, it is what it is. But big fan of that brewery, man. Shout out. If you're in Bernie, give him a shot down there. Also available in Alabama, Florida, Georgia, Tennessee, North Carolina, and Ohio. We will be adding 2 new states in August. Excited to announce that next week on the show. Got one more contract to DocuSign here after I get off air. And we will be announcing those 2 new states next week. Super amped about this, and it's very time-consuming, obviously, with these contracts and the liquor licenses and all that shit. Otherwise, we would just open up in all 50 overnight. You know, we're just a little startup here, just pulling up the bootstraps, trying to make it all real. So go on out and support us. It helps us and it helps the show. We're in every single Total Wines in the Southeast. All the Piggly Wigglies down there in Alabama. Check out that one in Birmingham, if you will. Total Wine in Wilmington, North Carolina. All the brunches out there in Wilmington, North Carolina. Whiskey Creek Trail over there. And we're on all the major college campuses. Ohio State, Alabama, Georgia, UCF, you name it. Yes, Delco, I'm putting UCF in there as a major college. All right? Got a student body over 60,000. You've earned it today. Congratulations. All you got to do is go to hardafseltzer.com, click on the store locator, enter your city or zip code, and it'll take you to the closest location nearest you. And if you're not in one of those states or one of the surrounding states that I mentioned, we still ship right to your house at hardafseltzer.com. Yeah, we'll find out what happens here as this all unfolds leading up to the election. Because, look, everybody in the comments on our YouTube and all that other shit says, look, there's no fucking way we're getting a fair election.
Mm. Well, I'm actually speaking of that. April 27th here in Austin at the Vulcan, myself, Shane Cashman, who's been on the show before, mm-hmm. Destiny, who a lot of people have heard of, he's a political commentator.
Yep.
Are going to be discussing election security and whether or not we even have if there's even a possibility of having a fair election in November. That's it. On minds.com, you can find that information. And then there's going to be a bunch of other stuff. Tim Poole and his guys are going to be there for a thing later on in the evening. Jimmy Dore is going to do comedy. Laura Chen's going to do comedy. It's like a whole day's worth of stuff.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
What date is it again?
April 27th,
okay.
Here at the Vulcan in Austin.
Great.
As a matter of fact, we'll probably, I'll just say it now, I've got two tickets for it, two tickets to Paradise, and for next month's Brobox gift, it'll be that.
Okay.
But you got to make your way here. We're not paying for you. So if you're in the area.
If you're in the area,
or
we'll give
if you want to be, yeah, sure. I'll give you two tickets to it, because they're like $270 each.
Yeah. We'll find out. By the way, going back to that Ken Buck thing real quick, I guess the reason why that's a big deal is the Democrats think they'll be able to sneak their own Speaker of the House in there, since the margin's getting pretty thin there as far as Republicans and all that other shit.
Maybe, yeah. Yep.
It's Jeffries. Hakeem Jeffries is the guy.
I would assume that would be the guy, yeah. But, I mean, they still have to get some, like, I think Republicans will act together to not let that happen.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll see, though.
And then the backlash here on CNN says, now that this is over, that Her thing just wrapped up. The testimony by him. Republicans attacked Biden as they pressed Her on his decision not to prosecute. Democrats criticized Her for comments about Biden's memory.
It wasn't comments about his memory. He just posted the fucking transcript.
Yeah.
Of him asking Biden questions. Bob sent me. Bob, fucking put that shit up right quick. Bob sent me a thing earlier. It's like three straight pages of Biden just rambling about cars during a goddamn deposition. And he couldn't get him to fucking get back on track.
I'll read it to you. It was really funny.
I mean, it's fucking... Okay. It would be funny if the guy wasn't the goddamn president.
Sure.
It would be hilarious. If it was like your uncle or something, like, you would show it to your friend. You'd show the text chain to your friend. Like, look at this fucking asshole.
Yeah.
But no, he's in charge of our nukes, so okay. It's not particularly funny.
Read aloud, Bob.
In which President Biden engages in a long discussion about cars as Robert Her tries unsuccessfully to get him back on track. Twice, according to the transcript, the president, quote, makes car sound.
What?
Like vroom vroom? Or
vroom,
like
vroom.
Was he brapping? Was he brapping it up, or was he just vroom vroom in it?
Let's see.
Does it say the car noise in the deposition?
I'll see here.
This is, if I was in Congress... That's the only question I would have.
Yep.
Like, Mr. Her, thank you for coming today.
Yep.
Could you please tell me what the car sound was exactly he made?
It was a vroom vroom.
Because how do you know he's not talking like Owen Wilson or Larry the Cable Guy? Here we go.
True.
So I guess Mr. Crickbaum is another associate of probably hers.
Crickbaum?
Yeah.
All right.
I guess he worked with her or whatever. Got it. That makes sense. A beautiful car. President Biden. And the worst part was they said I couldn't drive it outside the driveway. It's a long driveway. So I'd get to the bottom of the driveway, tack it up to about $4,000. Makes car sound. You think I'm kidding? I'm not. Oh, we believe you, says Mr. Kickbaum. Mr. Her, I believe you. Yes. President Biden, probably one of the best parts of being vice president and president. I get to drive all these, you know, electric vehicles I have. Damn, they're quick.
Huh.
Let's see if I can find the other car sound.
Good for him. Look, if I'm charged with a crime, that's exactly the way I'm going about fucking my deposition.
Yeah.
100%. Like, just like, bring up any, whatever it is, and I'm going full onomatopoeia the whole time.
Oh, here's the other car sound. Let's see. President Biden, you step your foot on the accelerator all the way down. Mr. Her, whoa. President Biden, until it gets to about $6,000-$7,000, then all of a sudden it will say launch, and all you do is take your foot off the brake, makes car sound, laughter. Mr. Her, it's on my bucket list.
It's on my bucket list, dude. God, I wish we had the audio of this. You know, like, what?
Yeah, but
what?
I mean, is he making combustion car sounds? Because he was talking about electric cars.
I know.
Or is he talking
they
about...
They don't make a lot of noise.
Or is he doing like a wee, like whirring noise that sounds more electric or some shit?
I'm not sure. Dude.
What does it sound like in plaid when you fucking crank up the RPM before you actually press the accelerator or whatever? Does it make a noise?
Not really.
They don't make very much noise at all.
No.
Until they start moving, right?
Even a fucking Prius doesn't make any goddamn noise, dude. You can't hear that thing.
Yeah.
So, who knows? But what a wild time, man. Imagine sitting here having to do this fucking thing.
He probably thinks everybody else is crazy right now.
For sure.
He said all this stuff, Robert Hur, I mean. He recorded all this stuff about how Biden is not in any way lucid at all.
Uh-huh.
And he's just like rambling about nonsense. And he puts it out there. He's like, all right, here you go. And then people are like, oh, he's like, no, I mean, really, dude, you should probably look into this shit.
Oh, fuck, dude. Yeah, because if this Trump thing ends up going down in Miami, they're going to lead with all of this. Like, what the fuck? What the fuck?
Trump should just do that. He should stop answering questions and only do car noises from now on.
Why not? Why not at this point, you know? I would like a brap brap, though. I would like a dirt bike noise.
What do you think a car noise would sound like from Trump?
Whoosh. Whoosh.
Bob, you got any? Got anything?
You might have one. You might have audio.
Of him making possible. A car noise would be great.
Let's see.
Fucking great. CNBC, by the way, interviewed him the other night. Who did the interview with Biden right after that State of the Union where he said they weren't illegals? They were undocumented.
I think that was MSNBC.
Okay. Because that's the craziest
shit. But Pelosi was on that night. She was on MSNBC. Yeah, he should have said undocumented.
Well, he went back and said it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I made a mistake and I should have said undocumented. I was like, no, you definitely shouldn't have. They're illegal. They're in this country illegally.
So no person's illegal. Off. Like, well, somebody that's committing a crime, yeah.
Yeah, it's illegal. It's illegal to be here.
That's what it means.
And then that Georgia case here is still in the balance for Fannie Willis. Oh, Fannie! When are we going to get an answer to this goddamn thing?
I don't know, man.
One would think this would be over by now.
Yeah. I mean, they may be delaying that one, too, so as not to embarrass the party.
Which one?
The Democratic one. The one
they're
going
to have to delay it fucking 8 months, then.
Maybe they will.
You think so?
Mm-hmm.
Or just push the Trump will be answered. It'll push the case either way. So who gives a shit? Let's see. Oh shit! It says he has promised a decision by Friday. Okay,
there we go.
So this Friday we should get something in that. That'll be fun. Which way do you think that one's going to swing?
I think she's going to jail, and she's getting disbarred. I mean that like from everything I've heard, I don't see how they don't disbar and imprison her, or at least disbarment. Termination and restitution at a minimum, right?
What's the restitution? All those expenses she rang up? Okay. Gotcha.
But I mean, like, they need to do, you would think that there's some kind of forensic accounting going on, right? Trying to marry bank accounts to cash expenditures and shit like that, and then, you know, quantify all that with the testimony.
Because in that testimony, there was. The cash that was involved was allegedly like $15,000. That's what he said,
mm-hmm.
and which is fine. But then where's the other 700,000 of it? And that's where things are going to get tricky for the two of them there.
Does she strike you as the type of person that's smart enough to not leave a digital trail?
No. No, she is a right? fucking moron.
Yeah, she's a tard, man. So she's a Mongo.
The judge here, McAfee in this case, said, an order like this takes time to write. There's a lot I have to go through. And I'm calling as best as I can in the law as I can to understand it here. So have fun with that. He's what the fuck? He's only 34, this guy? No way.
The prosecutor?
No, the judge.
Wow, that's pretty young for a judge.
Look at how old he looks. He's bald as shit. Pull up Judge McAfee.
Maybe that's how he got the job.
Nobody asked.
Yeah, nobody looked at
and
how
they
old
thought
he
looked fucking 50 years old. That's crazy. This old bald fuck is only 34 years old. Damn.
He should wear a hat.
Yeah. Well, you can't.
Why not? You're a judge. It's your courtroom. You do whatever the fuck you want.
Would it be like a Pope hat?
Yeah, wear a fucking powder
wig.
Oh, my God. That would be so dope. Can you imagine you're fucking, you walk, go into court one day for a traffic offense or something, and homeboy walks out in a powdered wig?
Holy,
I would be like, dude, you do whatever you want. I'm just here for the fucking party. Can I stay after, by the way, and watch the rest of this?
You're going to please send someone to death today. That's what I want to see.
Todd Feather.
This guy, it's basically like a catch-22 situation, right, where major gets promoted to, they just think he's a major.
Yeah.
So they just put him in the position.
Why not?
It's like a 22-year-old kid.
Lastly here, Bob, Nick Saban gave an interview with Ted Cruz today. If you could pull that up.
He was on Capitol Hill.
He was?
Yeah.
So all of this is going on at the same time. So the Her thing, why is Robert Her and Capitol Nick Saban, Hill. I don't know.
It's NIL here.
NIL stuff.
It just popped up in my.
Yeah, here you go.
God.
Just before you start this.
Why is he with Ted Cruz?
If you had to guess, Nick Saban, Republican or Democrat? Like, for real.
Probably, well, I don't know how he feels about Trump, but I guarantee you he's a lifelong Republican voter.
Yeah, sure is.
Yeah, I get that sense that he's probably a Trump agnostic Republican.
Yep. Go ahead and press play here. So like, this is in regards to NIL?
Yeah. Okay.
All the things that I believed in for all these years, 50 years ago.
Oh, here we go. We can look.
No longer exist in college athletics. So it's always was about developing players. It was always about helping people be more successful in life. My wife even said to me, we'd have all the recruits over on Sunday with their parents for breakfast, and she would always meet with the mothers and talk about how she was going to help and impact their sons and how they would be well taken care of. And she came to me, like right before I retired, and said, why are we doing this? And I said, what do you mean? She said, all they care about is how much you're going to pay them. They don't care about how you're going to develop them, which is all what we've always done. So why are we doing this? Well, all the things that I believe.
Okay. There's absolute truth in that statement. I don't have a problem with that. Some people are coming after Nick Saban saying it's sad and he's embarrassing himself. Why? NIL and college football completely changed the game. Mm-hmm. Players are trying to unionize right now. It's going to become its own league.
I really think so. There are these, you've seen the show Ballers, right?
Mm-hmm.
But that's a real scenario where there a lot of former players have, I guess you would call it like financial consulting or mentorship organizations that pick up players when they become rookies, get big deals, and try to help them develop brands and all this other bullshit and not just waste all their money with avoiding Floyd Mayweather activities, right?
Sure.
Which is like making on average, if you take the fights, he's making like $70 million a year, basically, right? Because he'll make $300 million for a fight, not fight for 2 or 3 years, right? But having 100 people on staff that are making $100,000 a year, for example, and that's a fact. I don't know if he still does or not, but for a while that was his fucking situation. Like this weird employees that like his landscaper is making $100,000 a year.
Yeah,
the landscaper for the strip club in Vegas was making $100,000 a year. It's like, what the fuck are you doing, dude?
Yeah.
but you're gonna have to. I mean, to Nick's point, you're gonna have to like move that backwards in time a little bit. Like there needs to be, and it can't be somebody affiliated with the university because technically they're management, right? If it's a unionized situation. So you need people who are fucking in these kids' ears who are 18 years old or getting paid for the, sometimes 17, as is the case with, what's his nuts from Texas?
Quinn Ewers.
Quinn Ewers, yeah. It's like, man, who's taking care of those guys?
I know.
Because, I mean, that's a legit from a parent. If I was like a parent of a, if I was a poor person, my kid goes to college, he's great, right?
Yeah.
He's about to make a bunch of money and he's never seen money before. And he's got a bunch of dickhead friends. I'm really worried about that. Because he'll go Henry Ruggs or he'll do something fucking stupid, right?
Yeah, and you want to hope to rein in their finances and at least teach them, hey, here's the proper way to do things mm-hmm. and everything else. There's a really funny comment on Twitter that said, whoever said Mr. Saban while interviewing him on Congress instead of Coach Saban deserves immediate jail time. That's yeah. true. Contempt of Congress,
I think, at least.
Yeah.
There's a $35,000 fine, I believe, for contempt of Congress.
When I interviewed Bobby Knights, I only called him coach for some reason.
It's because he's a goddamn coach.
I know. It's
an honorific title.
I feel like it is for the greats.
Or it's not honorific. It's a legit title. Yeah, I don't know. That seems weird.
Fuck, when we were chatting with Urban Meyer and Jim Tressel, I called them coach. It's so strange, isn't it? Hey, what's up, Coach? Sorry about this. Sorry. But yeah, this is going to continue to grow. We are getting involved in NIL as well. I don't think there's any stopping it is the problem now.
No, of course not.
Genie's out of the bottle.
Nor should they be. Like it just because there are downstream issues from this doesn't mean that the kids shouldn't get compensated for their name, image, and likeness and work.
Correct.
That's fucking stupid. That's a horrible. And I don't know if Nick Saban's making that argument or not. He might be because he's a fucking old Philistine, mm-hmm. to be honest. But if that's the argument he's making, he is a fucking idiot, frankly. But just because that problem exists, like, no, let's build a mentorship program and help solve that problem. Let's do that instead of treating them like slaves. That's the alternative. What the fuck, man?
Yeah, and I think that is what he's saying here, by the way, just reading some of the comments because this is going on live right now. What he's saying is you've got to have help. You've got to help these guys out. Mm-hmm. There's got to be a proper way to do it instead of people coming in asking for cash and all that other shit.
Well, maybe he should start a fucking organization.
Well, I genuinely think this will be unionized. I don't know if you saw the NFL. They're pushing for an 18-game schedule now.
But he's not a fucking coach. He's not a member of management anymore. He's a free agent.
Right.
So he can start an organization that advises people, right? Like find people like our buddy Alex Guerrero, for example, does that for a lot of young athletes, mm-hmm. especially from Boise State where he went to college, where he played football. He like fucking rein him in, like, hey, here's a good way to fucking invest some of your money and not hang out with retards. He's doing it for like young NFL players, but there's no reason that you can't do it for kids that are in college. Why not?
And you know what? I probably believe that he will. He's that dude. So I can't think of a better advocate for college football than Nick Saban. And yeah, if he ends up doing something like that, it'll be pretty interesting. Why he's with Ted Cruz of all people, though?
I don't know. I mean, he's a Joe Manchin guy most of the time, but Joe Manchin and Ted Cruz aren't that far apart, frankly.
No, a couple issues here and there. Now's the point of the show. We get to the Drinking Bro of the Week. Who's back there? I see a bunch of booze.
Someone was back there. I don't know.
Somebody that won't shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
He's like chatting up Joel in the lobby
Jesus
now.
Jesus Christ.
But there is a bunch of booze.
Get him out here, Uncle Bob. Guy. Yeah. Even I like how Joel never shuts the door either.
Yeah,
it's like, bro, we can still fucking hear
well,
you.
Well, it's not like he hasn't worked in production for the last 20 years. Goddamn years.
Jesus Christ. Joel, get your shit together. There it is. Come on up, dude. Come on up, friends. Yes. What were you chatting with back there? What were you chatting about?
The help.
The help?
That is correct.
Come on, man. Come on. Welcome to the show, friends.
With my two kids that were in a fight.
With my two kids who were in a fight.
With your two kids who were in a fight.
Yeah, the one you.
Saturday?
Free room.
Oh, shit, dude. Yeah. Goddamn. We had some drinks that day.
Yeah. Bro. I believe it.
Bro. We had some drinks that day.
We brought the Hard AF to Bernie, so.
We did, man. Shout out to Free Room Brewery for doing it. Man, we got rocked that day. Thanks for coming out. I love the hat. You got the Drinking Bros St. Patty's
from
Day
last year. Yeah,
here we go, dude.
It's that time of year.
It is that time of year. It's coming up. Tell everybody your name.
So Brian Darzlik, go by Darz. Retired Apache pilot. Live in the Northwest San Antonio area.
That's awesome, man. Did you go the full 20?
A little more.
Really?
Just a year more. So
okay.
I was supposed to retire during the height of COVID, and then
oh, gotcha.
Couldn't do all the things, so they let me stay a couple more months to get that stuff knocked out,
finish it up, and be gone with it. Are you amped to be out?
Oh, hell yeah. Dude, this shit's crazy these days for those guys, you know?
I know. Did you ever think you'd go the full 20 when you first started?
No, hell no. Yeah. No. No, but I found a way to have fun the whole time. I knew, like, I got to go to grad school, and it put the additional years I had to do for my grad school at Tennessee put me right at 12, and I knew that was my make or break. I'm getting out or staying in, and unfortunately was having fun at that time.
Okay.
So stuck around, and then like the last couple of years was a drudge, but just got through it, and I ended up like working a lot of the border mission that initially happened when we had Title 10 soldiers and Marines going and helping out CBP. So
oh no shit,
that was eye-opening. So
yeah, did you catch the first part of the show here?
No, I freaking 290 is still under construction for the past 25 years.
Yeah, so it's gonna continue, friend. They're coming right through here next. So at Bob, can you pull up that picture for him then? We showed it earlier of the helicopter pilot that went down that killed a couple of those guys. There it is.
Oh,
right.
Yeah,
there,
the Lakota.
Do you know what that is?
Yes.
Okay, what is that?
That's a National Guard Lakota. It's a light utility helicopter that primarily resides in the National Guard, and that's what they do the new training with at flight school. That's the new helicopter they use at flight school, Army flight school.
So is this look like an accident that's related to training, or was this shot down, you think?
I wouldn't make a guess on that right now. I mean, I haven't seen anything yet. There are some Army channels out there.
Yep.
Like there's at least for Army aviators, whenever you see an accident, there's a website that a guy runs, free of charge, called armyaircrews.com.
Okay.
And they'll post information as they get it, as they're allowed to release it. And so you can usually see within a day, like, hey, this is where it was at. And after a few days, they'll have like who the service members were, if their families want their names to be shared. And then later, as they find out the investigation, like the safety investigation, they'll, you know, and there was a, if there was a cause determined, they'll put a short blurb that explains that.
Gotcha. What a stroke of luck that you're here today as we were talking about this live on air.
Yeah, I looked up the website yesterday. There wasn't any information yet on
it. No information yet? Okay. Yeah, because we heard a couple Border Patrol guys and maybe a couple National Guards guys.
Those are the two pilots. And probably with the mission they're doing to support CBP, they're doing a lot of that. I know previously they had that when we had, you know, under the last administration, and we asked all those active duty service members to go. I know that's what the helicopters were supporting, getting those CBP assets to go be able to detain people and stop them from just crossing freely.
How bad is it? Everybody who comes on every border patrol, we always said the same thing, and they're just like, oh, bro.
I mean, it was nuts. What was that? Back in 2019, like what those caravans, those first caravans that were coming up, and then because I got put in charge of training all the new soldiers and Marines going to go do that support mission, I got would sent to their home station, do a train up with them, like, hey, here's all you have to know about Posse Comitatus, because you're a Title 10 soldier and Marine, you can't do certain things on U.S. soil, and so to keep them as safe as possible. And so I would with the liaison officer from the CBP that was at our headquarters, I was constantly getting news stories for them to add to the training, or, you know, if I heard something new that he hadn't heard yet. So we were constantly sharing information to make sure everyone was well aware of what the heck's going on at that time. But, you know, this is knuck and futz. So,
yeah. If we don't get Trump back in there, how bad do you think it's going to get?
I just don't want to fucking think about shit like that.
It's wild, right?
This is why we drink, man.
I know. All day long. Now, I don't drink until 2 p.m. on Wednesdays, so, you know, I can't unless you brought something here.
Yeah, so so Dan doesn't shoot me. This is actually for Joel to help him with his Czech language. This is a Czech plum brandy.
Okay.
I picked up. So he while he works on his Czech to speak with his Frau, you know, this will probably help a little bit because alcohol is always the best dictionary in Czech.
It sure is. It sure is. Who would you like to give Drinker Bro of the Week to?
I'm going to give it to my neighbor who's retired SAPD, got me this shirt. My pronouns are attack helicopter. He knew he keeps our neighborhood safe. He still patrols, even though he's been retired for years. And then I do likewise when I have to walk the dog at night. I go make sure no stupid shit's happening in our neighborhood over there in Leon Springs. So,
all right. You live in a nice neighborhood?
That's pretty decent.
Okay. Yeah.
Good. Not too crazy in San Antonio.
It's nice. It's nice that you're out patrolling the streets over there.
Yeah.
There's a lot of car thefts here.
Oh, yeah.
In Austin, there. And they're all coming to fucking San Antonio. And then,
mother-in-law's neighborhood in Bernie had like 5 trucks stolen in one night.
Yeah.
And it's gated community. Bunch. And it's like, lock your damn doors, idiots.
Yeah.
That's all you got to do.
Yeah. Well, it's one of those things where they got the keypad too, so yeah. They can the fob is close. And I know Dan always talks about putting shit in Faraday bags and everything. And I just so many extra layers of protection now because everybody's a fucking shitty human being.
Yeah, pretty much.
I hate it, dude.
We got a few good ones around.
We try. I feel like we do.
Definitely.
You guys that come in, that's why we leave the doors open. We're like, hey, man, come on in and enjoy yourself. Drink some hard AFs and then cheers. We've never had, 9 years we've been doing this now. We've never had one single fucking problem with a listener or anything. Anything, anywhere we go.
Well, they get booted off the island if they did stupid shit. You know?
There is no island. I wish there was an island here.
Drinking Bros Island.
Oh, could you imagine the debauchery there? Holy shit. That motherfucker would burn to the ground.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we appreciate you being here, man. And
not
it was
a problem.
It was awesome hanging out with you on Saturday.
Glad I finally had to get a time to swing by here. I was in Austin today, and I was given the kitchen pass, like, come home whenever. I'm like, shit, I'm stopping at Drinking Bros. No problem.
It's awesome, right?
Oh, yeah.
I told you. I was like, dude, just roll through. We're here every single day.
It exists.
It does exist. It does exist. Although, we're going to pre-record, so don't come Friday. We will be out of town on Friday. We'll pre-record then. I've got to go to Los Angeles to finish up a deal, and we'll pre-record that episode. So don't come on Friday. But if you can't be in the studio, go to drinkingbros.com today and fill out the submission. It'll come right into the email, and I'll read it live on air if we don't have somebody in the studio. While you're over there, check out the merch, dude. Those signs, are we sold out yet, D'Anthony? Do we know? Good. Okay. I was worried that we were going to sell out overnight. I think we did. We ordered more this time. We were unaware how popular these are. Pop those up on screen here. So we got the Creed 2024 signs for the front yard, and we also have Defund Politicians out there, and those always sell really, really fucking quickly. We told the guy to make more, and so I think he's able to keep up with the demands. But go to drinkingbros.com. Merch is all stocked up. Bro Box is back. D'Anthony mentioned earlier that we're going to be giving tickets away to see everybody at the Vulcan over there with him and Tim Pool and all those guys. And then on Thursday's show, we will announce the winner of the person who signed up for the Bro Box, who we're flying out to come to the Olive Garden with us. Do you like the Olive Garden?
When you're drunk enough, it's good.
Come on. Fuck off, dude. It's great any time of the day, okay? Shit. I will say this. I'd take you because you look very honorable with the Chianti count. I don't want to be lied to, you know, as a waiter.
I've been known to murder pasta, so yeah.
I bet you have. I bet you have. You ever stick your dick in it?
No.
Okay.
I did listen to that episode. Well. No. I didn't try it after I heard it, so.
When we did that episode about the dude fucking the pasta, we had a lot of responses. I mean, people were really took it seriously. Like, oh, yeah, I think I'd fucking cannoli. And I was like, okay, great.
So there is a chance. There is a way to do it.
There is a chance. There is.
A scientist figured it out.
Exactly. Appreciate you tuning in. Kids, go to iTunes, rate the show 5-star, and leave a quick review. Also, head on over to Spotify. It's just a 5-star, and you can walk away. 8,300 reviews over there on Spotify. I mean, 10,000, that's it. I shut the fuck up forever. I promise you. So we're getting close. iTunes is at 7,200 right there. So let's bump up those numbers. Those are rookie numbers, man. You got to bump those up. You got to bump those up. Then you can support us for free, okay? Or just buy a 12-pack audio. That's really not that interesting. All right. For D'Anthony Holloway, I'm Ross Patterson. This is the Drinking Bros Podcast. Good night, everyone.
This is the place where Black is the main character, where we dive into something new like the latest season of Them, The Scare, and the award-winning American Fiction. Or add to the experience by buying or renting the biopic of a legend, Bob Marley, One Love. And add on channels like Paramount Plus and Stars to bask in nostalgia with Beverly Hills Cop and BMF. Explore Prime Video's culture-rated collection and enjoy old-school greats and new-school hits. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.